Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Giddy up.
Well, a little bit of a giddy up indeed. Market reacting positively to today's WASDE and crop production numbers. When you begin to peel things back a little bit and see what Joe Persaki and the folks at NASS did, they weighed the corn and they took a pop count. And this month's report comes in second best in the last 7 years in terms of ears per acre compared to last year at 2009, and second best in the last 7 years of pounds per ear at about 0.35. So that's where the numbers come from. And when you begin to overlay those numbers, Dan, on the charts and think about between now and harvest, what do you think?
I think the market's telling you what it thinks today, being up 9-10 cents.
So 9-10 cents today, and razor sharp ending stocks numbers means any hiccup at all on the supply side could really have this market taking off. Yes.
Well, you know, there's no doubt we need a big crop, and you can see what happened. Carryover or carry-in came down 25 million or whatever, I think. I've been through a lot of numbers here this morning. Actually went down 50. Production only went up 120 with 165 bushel yield. Demand went up 130, and there's probably room for another 200 million bushel jump in demand as time goes on.
And do you think that this crop size is going to get bigger or smaller as time goes by?
I think we need some favorable weather over the next couple weeks. We need some cooler temperatures. We need some rainy weather in order to attain, I think, USDA's numbers. The corn number is probably attainable, but I'm not thoroughly convinced that's going to be the case at the end of the day, and we'll just have to kind of go from there. I think a 44 bushel bean yield is rich under current weather conditions in the lower third of the Corn Belt. So I think you can, and you know, the situation in the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, continues to deteriorate, and you can see, you know, wheat's up 30 points. USDA did recognize that, you know, by increasing exports, but I think world demand is fairly stout in here, and until the market sees that back off, I think the markets are going to stay firm. We're counter-seasonal. Corn is going up when it should be going down. It went down when it was supposed to go up last spring. Just looking at one of the farm magazines, I think like 6 out of 9 market advisory services, farmer advisory services, are sold up between 60 and 100% of corn. So, you know, for the most part, farmers that subscribe to farmer advisory services have been getting a bearish spin to the market, so they're probably sold up. And here's the market going higher.
So let's layer everything we've said back onto the charts and look at them from a purely technical viewpoint. And you look at the December weekly, for example. We're on pace to have a higher weekly settlement than a week ago. I suppose that is positive. When you look at the chart, do you think 452 is a target area folks will be looking at?
I personally think we'll slice through that like warm butter. It's just a matter of time going up in there, and then we're going to see what happens once we get above that level. See if demand continues to hold. If demand continues to hold, then I think, you know, we can maybe climb up. I think I had a dream number of something like 490 possibility if the fundamentals and everything kind of, you know, aligned in the right direction to take us there. But I think 450 futures is probably where we're going to travel to. We're going to punch that out, and then we'll kind of go from there.
What about on the soybean side, on the technicals?
The soybeans, you know, the fundamentals ain't quite as strong on the beans, and you can see that with the 360 million carryout. But if, you know, if the yield doesn't hold and we slip back to 42, all of a sudden you're talking about a 200 million bushel carry out. And I think the corn and wheat markets are going to be strong enough that you're going to see a lot of acreage move into corn and wheat, and I think beans could get left in the dust. And with the current demand prospects that you see longer term, I think beans may get caught or squeezed, and that beans may have to kind of rally to kind of maintain a certain amount of acreage, and we probably beans need to stay strong to encourage South American farmers to plant as many beans as they can.
So does that mean if one were to stay patient and keep their powder dry, they could see $11 beans before planting next spring?
Well, some of the technical objectives, you can read the beans that high. Like I said, I would want to take one step at a time. But, yeah, I think $11 futures is the target anyway for a lot of technicians when you take a look at the chart.
What else are you keeping a close eye on today?
Well, you still have to watch the outside markets. The strength in the dollar is going to be a dampening effect. Now, you got to see whether or not the dollar has had a strong couple days in here, but it could still be viewed as just a pop in a bear market. But we'll have to kind of see whether or not it would start developing some bull market characteristics, and whether or not it's going to actually run to the upside and we get into a very deflationary type atmosphere.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, and he is in Decatur, Illinois.